Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As I said at the very opening, I spent a little too much time on social media this weekend. And I was really disgusted. And to be honest with you, I was hurt. I want to speak to those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, and those of you who are new to the show. I never started out in this business to be hated. I knew that I couldn't get everybody to like me. And even when I was doing Scoot in the Morning, doing music radio in the morning, doing a crazy morning show, even when I was doing that, there were still people that thought, you know, Scoot sucks. That's okay. I mean, that's part of this business that I'm in. So I never set out to make everybody like me. But I really never wanted to be in a position to where people just hate me. I can deal with it. I can handle it. But it's not pleasant, and it was not my goal. And the worst part about it is I think the hate is really, it's misunderstood. I think the contempt for me and the hate that is directed toward me about politics is so unnecessary, and it's so, it's not founded on who I am. I'm a guy on the radio who expresses my opinion. And some of my opinions are a little different than some of your opinions. And I thought that was okay. And I really don't know how to say this because I'm just thinking about this as I'm talking about it. The hate on social media is part of the hate that is around this country. And people get caught up in this wave of hate. And I'm local. I'm here. I'm on the radio, and people feel like they can touch me. Not physically, but they feel like they can touch me, they can get to me, they can vent their frustrations. Oh, there are a lot of people who tune in every day because they don't like me. And they can't wait for me to say something that fires them up. I don't want that to be my job anymore. Everything that I say on the air is what I believe. And I live in a country, at least up until this point, I live in a country where we were allowed to have differing opinions, even drastically differing opinions. But But maybe things don't have to be the way they are. And I think about all of this in the context of what happened to Charlie Kirk, a man I disagreed with. And I'm sorry, and I'm kind of hurt that I didn't get more credit for disagreeing with Charlie Kirk, but yet totally and passionately condemning his death. You know, somebody who agrees with Charlie Kirk, of course they're sorry he's dead. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk. I'm still sorry he's dead. And I didn't get the credit that I thought I would get. And I think that was the sign of a problem. And I was very sincere in what I expressed about Charlie Kirk. But I didn't get credit for that. I got credit for other things about President Trump and just other things that were somehow related to that. But what saddens me as I look at all of this is how in the hell did we get here? How did I become somebody who so many people hate? Maybe you love to hate me. And I use the word hate. I mean, some of you actually do hate me because some of the messages are really, really personal. And that's not fair. But that's part of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But instead of continuing down this road where I am part of this battle between the right and the left, and the interesting thing is I'm in the middle. I still proudly say I'm a radical moderate. I am an independent. I don't care about either side. And yes, I have criticized Joe Biden many times, and yes, I criticized Hillary Clinton. But people are so biased, they don't even hear that. All they hear is one thing. And it doesn't matter what I say after that. And so, if I have been even a little part of the problem, which I don't believe that I have been part of the problem, but if I have even been a little part of the problem, I don't want to be part of the problem anymore. I want to be honest about my opinions, and you will continue to get total honesty from me. And I've said this before, and we always go back into the same arena. But there are other things to focus on. The easiest way to get attention today in the media and on talk radio is right versus left. That's the easy way. oh, I'm not going to take that easy path anymore. And I feel justified in everything that I've said, everything that I've posted. But, you know, it's not worth it. So I want to do the best I can to not be part of the problem. And at this point for me to just say, I mean, how did we get here? How did we get to this point where there is just so much hate? How did we get to a point where a guy who was expressing his views was killed? Well, he was killed by one individual. And the media jumps on the opportunity to make it right versus left. And both sides are at fault. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm going to continue to do a talk show that is cognizant of politics. And I'm not going to be afraid to talk about politics. But I am going to do what I can to steer away from the ease with which you can rally people into right versus left. I want to try to stay away from that. The media is based on getting attention. And getting attention sometimes is achieved by riling people up. Getting them excited. Getting them in a fighting, verbally fighting mood. Yeah, yeah, man, that's it. Go for it. Both sides do it. And you could still argue, well, one side does it more than the other. I see, I don't want to get into that. It's a mindless debate. And it doesn't achieve anything. Because there are no conclusions. So I just had to share these thoughts after spending some time on social media over the weekend and after thinking about this today, right before going on the air. I had a show planned, and I decided that I didn't want to take that direction. And I want to do what I can as a talk show host to calm things down. And that doesn't mean sitting on the fence. It just means I want to work to calm down the hate. And I can't say exactly how that's going to happen step by step, but I ask you to listen for it. Because I'm going to make it happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.